You are listening to Ron Van Dam, or as the French call him, our mortal enemy. Forgive and forget, France. Forgive and forget. This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I am the person to whom the title refers to. What a lovely day, huh? Not really. not really. I love the attitude of positive people. It's charming and it's adorable. It's unrealistic, but it's adorable. They get up in the morning and they look in the mirror and they say to themselves, "This is going to be a great day." Well, that's funny. That's humorous to me. Here's the best day you can possibly have, and I'm being very serious about it, and it's going to sound a little odd, but here's the best day you can possibly have. Do not interact with anybody. Oh my God, what a wonderful day that is usually. Because then you're totally in charge of everything that happens. As soon as you start mixing with other human beings in the course of your day, you start to realize this is not good. As soon as other people's opinions and thoughts and words start bombarding you, in relationships or in encounters with other human beings, you start to realize, ugh, this isn't working out. One of the best days I've ever had was I decided to go down to I have a basement in my house. I think I do. And I think that's mine. And I started cleaning it out and going through some stuff, you know, And I came across some things from the past, which was like last Thursday. No, the past, you know, decades ago. And it was a delightful little trip for me. But through the entire day, I did not have to interact with anybody. I didn't take any phone calls. I didn't go on that stupid freaking internet machine. I just spent the day with myself without any intervention. I didn't watch TV. If I watch TV, I just watch game shows because they are so lame and innocent. There's no political opinions in a game show. And I cleaned my basement. What a lovely day it was. And I had a bowl of spaghetti on top of it. I'm very complex as a human being, but I'm also incredibly simple. Last night for dinner, I prepared and devoured spaghetti. I've said this on the show before. Whoever invented pasta, I don't know if it was the Chinese, the French, the Italians, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. I don't know who invented pasta, but what, you destroyed me. Spaghetti, man. Oh. It's fun. You can twirl it around the fork. It has a wonderful worm-like consistency. The sauce is wonderful. It's meaty and tomato-y and has the proper amount of spices. And I can't stop eating spaghetti. I've tried. It's worse than potato chips. And the grated cheese on top, it's like snow coming down from the heavens in cheese form. What could be more heavenly? And I ate the spaghetti, a little salad on the side just to make believe I was being healthy. It was a ruse. The salad was okay, but the spaghetti, what a, oh, if someone came to me and said, Ron, would you rather have a night of full unbridled sex or a bowl of spaghetti? Guess which one I would choose. No, the spaghetti. Okay. Welcome to the program. I am Ron Van Dam. I don't know who the hell you are, but that really doesn't matter at this point. Hey, social distancing. It used to be 6 feet apart. Now they're suggesting 10 feet. I'm looking at 15 miles. I think that's a minimum. Whatever your restraining order probably is probably also a great idea for social distancing. And I love that term, social distancing. It's a way of saying get the fuck away from me, but in a legal sense. It's so wonderful. Yes, I've decided through much consideration that we should social distance ourselves. Still being social, but distancing. There'll be a distance between us. You'll be there, I'll be here, there'll be distance, but socially. Not really physically, social distance. Oh, that's so beautiful. Who came up with that phrase, social distancing? I love it. If it was Fauci, I love you even more. Fauci sounds like the name of the guy that invented spaghetti, huh?
Who invented spaghetti?
Well, it was back in 1627, Lord Falsey. How are you? By the way, unless you're fully dressed, I really don't want to do this because images form in my head. And if you're sitting there naked listening to this show, I can't handle it. I can't. Put some pants on. That should be a mantra. Put some pants on. Yeah. I don't know if Buddha wore pants. My impression of Buddha was quite a large, really happy, rotund man who wore a diaper and promoted peace while wearing a diaper. I know Buddha probably wore some clothes, but I'm not really familiar with them. It's not important that I am. I'm just saying. I don't recall pictures of Buddha wearing pants. Yesterday I was watching a situation comedy, which is really not the case. It wasn't funny at all. I don't remember the name of the show. I'm really sorry because it doesn't make any difference. It was a horrible situation comedy on CBS, of all stations to have situation comedies. And the lead character, or one of the wife of a lead character, I don't know, some character in the situation comedy, she's wearing jeans, and the knees were totally cut out. But not only were the knees cut out on the jeans, but the threads of fabric were just hanging there. The rest of the jeans were perfect, but the knees were all shredded in the jeans, and I was just taken aback. I mean, I've seen, you know, they're called distressed jeans. They're distressed. They're distressed. We've given them human social attributes. Those are very nice jeans you have on.
Why, thank you.
They seem a little distressed. Are they in distress? Can I save them? I don't know when it started, and I don't know when it's going to stop. This is like disco in a way. This fashion of having the knees of your jeans totally worn away as a fashion statement in public is just odd to me. If you really look at it for what it is, it's so fucked up, it's not funny. It's a fashion statement to have your jeans ripped like a wild dog grabbed a hold of the knees of your jeans and ripped them apart, and then you decided just to walk around like that and not change your pants. It makes no sense. When I see a girl or a guy, usually a girl, wearing ripped jeans where the knees are just totally like threaded and exposed and just, when I see that, my immediate reaction is, that poor girl, she probably doesn't have enough money to eat. She doesn't even have pants that are fully pants. When she goes out in public, her clothes are ripped. Is she in an abusive relationship where somebody abused her knees? Is that a form of abuse?
I've had it with you. I am going to attack your knees until your jeans wear away completely and there's no more fabric involved in the area.
Why, you abusive son of a bitch! You leave my knees alone!
Well, apparently, she's distressed. Actually, she's not distressed. Her jeans are. Her jeans should go to psychotherapy. You see that, a psychologist talking to a pair of jeans on a couch.
You seem a little distressed.
I don't get it. I laugh when I see a girl wearing the ripped jeans. I laugh. Because it's funny. It really is. So if you want to be laughed at, wear clothes that are ripped. I won't know the difference between you and a homeless person. I'll just feel sorry for you. I won't offer you money or anything. I'll just feel sorry for you. My contribution to people that are in distress is I feel sorry for them. I know it doesn't sound very Christian, but I never raised my hand and said I was. So I think we're quite even on that one. Yo. Oh, my God. You know, sometimes when I listen to myself talk for half an hour, I wonder how I can even put up with myself. But it's not that hard. All right. I have a very interesting guest coming up toward the end of the program. He's a rapper. He only works during Christmas in department stores. And if you buy something, he will actually take some wrapping paper and put a nice bow on it. And you can give it as a gift immediately. What? He's not that kind of rapper? I don't understand. He's what?
Oh, that kind of rapper without the W.
They need to clarify. If someone is a rapper, you have to say, I am a rapper without the W. Then I will understand what you do for a living. That's different. It's like AFib, not caused by a heart condition.
That's all right. I have AFib.
That's horrible. Not caused by a heart condition.
Oh, that one.
So I have a rapper on the show. He is actually, I'm looking forward to speaking to him because he uses his talents rapping gifts as, what, again? Oh, he doesn't rap gifts. I'm sorry. It's a rapper without the W. He uses his talents to educate children. Instead of just standing in front of the classroom, he actually raps the lessons. I think that's fantastic. I think it's fantastic. I remember when I was going to school, and that was a long time ago. Oh my God, they were discovering America. They called corn maize. It was a long time ago when I was in school. And most of my teachers were boring as hell. They just stood in front of the classroom and rattled off these words that made no sense to me, talking about things that I didn't care about or probably never would and actually never did. But then there were a few teachers, not many, but there were a few teachers that really were good at it, that really made it interesting or humorous or fun. Teachers, you got to understand something, man. You can't just stand in front of people and aimlessly talk about crap. They don't care. You're not going to captivate most of... It's your job. Let me explain to... I love teachers, by the way. What a wonderful job that is. And what an incredible, incredible contribution to society teaching is. If you taught in a school system for years... at the end of your life, you can say, I made a difference, because you really did. But you have to do it well. You have to captivate your audience. Teaching is like performing. I'm sorry, but it is. I'm sorry to say that, and I apologize, and I'm sorry. But teaching is like performing. You have to play to your audience. And if you have the attitude, well, I'm the teacher, and you kids, you listen to every word that I say, no, you got it wrong. It's your job, J-O-B, I think I spelled it correctly, it's your job to captivate those children. And there are ways to do it. So, as a result, my guest is indeed a rapper who, during the Christmas holidays, works in what? Oh, that's right, a rapper without the W. Got that wrong again. And yeah, he's going to join us momentarily. Until then, I've been saying this for years, this is the only talk show where I legitimately and honestly care about you, because in the course of the program, on just about every show, I ask you how you're doing, and I say those words, how are you? How are you doing? I don't just sit here and talk. I know that I'm talking to you, and I actually ask you, how are you doing? But legitimately, I really don't care. Okay. That's the way we should go through life. Life is like that. People, you see people that you know in the streets wearing jeans with ripped around the knees, and you say to them, hey Bob, hey, how you doing? You don't care how they're doing. Stop lying to people. Stop being so phony, or keep doing it. It's the only thing that keeps us together. Hey Bob, how are you? I don't care. Because if they respond by saying anything other than good, good, if it's anything else, you're in for a horror story that never seems to end. Don't open that door. Hey, Bob, how you doing? Oh, I went through a horrible medical situation last year, and the kids are just awful. They're really going down the tubes. There's drugs involved, and horrible things. Their clothes are ripped around the knees. Oh my God, life is just really difficult right now. And I know so many people that are sick, and it's just, well, glad I asked, Bob. You take care of yourself, okay? Goodbye. No, the proper response to every one of those questions is good, fine, whatever. It really is. No. We do have people in our lives, we really do care how they are. But all the other people, you can't care. Unless you belong to a church organization. They teach you to care about everybody. Everybody is a good soul, and you must care for everybody. I don't know. I find that humorous. Whatever. Because there's always someone to care for somebody. Doesn't have to be you. But if you're one of those people that cares for everybody, congrats. I couldn't do it. Glad you can. That's it. If you really want to care for somebody, stop people on the street with the ripped jeans around the knees. Stop them and say to them, how can I help you and your distressed jeans find a happier life in this wonderful gift
that we all are supposed to enjoy. Change your pants.
That's going to be my motto. I'm going to get a t-shirt on the front that will say, change your pants. Or I could do it religiously, and it could say on the front of the t-shirt, my God, change your pants. Getting God involved in something like that is always a good thing to do. It captivates people. Look, there's a religious guy. It says on his t-shirt, my God, change your pants. Wow. Okay, my guest is going to join us momentarily. He is a rapper, and we'll find out just how you get the corners of those gifts to lay so flat before you... What? Oh, it's not that kind of... without the W. Okay. I keep getting that wrong for some reason. I don't know why. All right. We'll be right back after this.
Do you know that there is one item that can not only increase your home's beauty, but its value? That would be placemats. Hello, I'm George Karanapikopoulos, owner of George K's Wholesale Placemat Warehouse, your one stop for all your placemat needs. We have a placemat for every room of your house. That's right, placemats are not just for the dining room anymore. Anywhere you might make a spill, or maybe where you eat, like in front of the TV, I do it all the time like you. You want a placemat. We have fancy placemats, like in bamboo or teak. That's right, teak. Nice plastic laminate ones for no stains, even blue. We can custom make your placemats in as little as 2 weeks. Come to our showroom at the intersection of Route 27 and the Holbrook Turnpike. You're going to like what you see. Your placemat is waiting for you at George K's Wholesale Placemat Warehouse.
Hey, Ron, how's it going?
Hey, Dwayne, how you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. How are you doing, Ron?
Not so bad. Dwayne Reed is here. He's America's favorite rapping teacher. This is good. This is good. I'm sure that's very effective in the classroom.
Oh, absolutely. My kids love it. They always come rapping lyrics. I'm like, oh, okay, it's lunch. Go eat.
Anything to engage the kids. And this is great. We're talking about introducing science into our youth at home. I wish we could do the same to adults, if you know what I mean, because adults don't seem to understand what science is sometimes, but children should, and this is a wonderful way for them to get involved. I remember when I was going to school, by the way, none of my teachers rapped, unfortunately, otherwise I wouldn't just be doing radio. Anyway, but I was always engaged when they did some type of a science engagements experiment. Man, you could hear a pin drop in the room. Science can really draw you in, can't it?
Oh, it absolutely can. And I think the more that we explore the beauty of science, technology, engineering, and math, the more engaged and drawn in our scholars can be and will be. You're right. Yeah. Things that we can touch with our hands and see with our eyes, and it's not just, you know, writing on a piece of paper. Those are the things that really, you know, really captivate our scholars' minds, but also their hearts.
Yeah. And science at home is a next level, which is wonderful, because when you do science experiments at home or demonstrations with your kids, not only are the kids amazed, but the adults are usually more amazed than the kids are.
No, absolutely. That's it. And it is next level, because it's bringing science into the home. It's bringing science wherever the young people and the parents, as you said, are at, you know, by using commonly found household items. And I think the best part about it, Ron, is that it's reminding or exposing the kids to say, hey, it's not so intimidating being a scientist. I can be a scientist.
Sure. Let's talk about the STEM education, STEM. What is that concept?
So what STEM education is, as you mentioned, stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. Sort of a comprehensive way of discussing science at large in our world.
That's very cool. And the Science at Home series, of course, is the offshoot of this. Are you speaking to the parents to try to get engaged, or are you speaking to teachers nationwide to start introducing this into the curriculum?
I'm speaking to everybody. So it's an easy way for parents to get engaged and to engage their kids with. It's also an easy, free, accessible resource that teachers can give to their scholars that they can take home over the weekend and say, hey, utilize the scientific method when you're figuring out how to make a basketball shot go into the basket. Like when you're playing your guitar, one of the experiments is you can find the sound waves in that guitar by using a science at home experiment. So it's a cool way to get everybody involved in science.
Now, are there actual demonstration ideas to start people off on your website?
Absolutely. It's step-by-step, moment-by-moment demonstrations by some pretty cool scientists, but also by some regular-day people like teachers, like me. So it's step-by-step videos that people can watch, and they can pause the video, figure out how to do it, and then come back to it until they've completed whatever their experiment is.
Interesting. And apparently there are videos that we can watch right now that demonstrate this.
Absolutely. We can watch those videos. There's about 30-plus videos you can watch at 3m.com/science at home. You can check out all those videos.
Wonderful. You know, I'm always amazed at magic. We all know that nothing magic can't really occur. You can't have things appear out of nowhere necessarily. There's a trick to it. But science and magic kind of go hand in hand because in the magic world, a lot of it is based on scientific principles.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's what magic about the magic.
Yes.
And what a lot of our scholars, when they figure that out, they want to dive deeper into it. I'm thinking particularly of our young black girl. When they see how things tick and how things work, they say, oh yeah, I went in on that. So that's what I want to encourage, diversity in STEM education.
I hope that there are a lot of teachers listening and school people who are with associations with schools, parent-teacher associations, et cetera, who can start hooking up with you and this program and start getting into this and open this up. It's kind of, I mean, I hope that we don't have to get into this, you know, going back to school home thing, but kind of fits into that too. I mean, it's kind of solves all ends in a sense.
Yeah, that's where it came from, Ron. 3M noticed the need to provide free, accessible resources during distance learning and virtual learning. So that's where Science at Home came from. Uh-huh. And it's like reminding people that science can take place, does take place anywhere. Let's engage it.
Wow. Where do I go for more of this information?
More of the information, you can go to 3m.com/science at home. Check out all the info, all the videos, and start doing some experiments.
Right now, I wish I was younger and I could be a student in your classroom, but that would have to be some real magic. It's some real science. Actually, science would not.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Dwayne Reed, thank you so much for your time today. How can people follow you? Can I throw that in?
Oh, absolutely. Y'all can follow me anywhere. You can follow people at Teach Mr. Reed. Teach MRREED. Come say hi. Come show me a picture of an experiment. Let's get to it.
Sounds great. Hey, pleasure speaking to you, Dwayne. Appreciate it. Well, that'll do it for me today. Thank you so much for being here. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. But until that time arrives, well, I wish you peace.